Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 69 for Friday, August 28th, 2015.
Group therapy session for fat bikers. Joining me in the studio is our den leader, Sven Hammer. And across the news desk is the last surviving member of the Archies, Mr. J.K. Livin. And I could very well be Tio Gomez. It's Uncle Gomez for you gringos.
Hey, salutations, scouts.
Greetings, my excellent friends.
Fat Bike Radio. And the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored today by the brand new Surly Wednesday and my other brother, Daryl, Tubeless Ready Rims. Learn more about getting rad at surlybikes.com.
New stuff from Surly. Always just like Christmas, whenever that happens. Watcha. So, JK, what's happening on the show this week?
We will be taking calling guests all show to ask the question, what is the annual fat bike event you most look forward to? This week's special guest is Todd Lyons from SE Bikes. We reveal next week's calling question. We'll talk fat bike and plus bike news in the Fatty Farm Field Report. And as always, we've got fat and plus size links.
I love those plus size links.
Chaser. I'm a chaser.
So last week's big winner on the show was Evan Larson. He's our pal, and he's also a Bike Black Ribbon test pilot. But
he's not a family member, though, so he is eligible to win.
Absolutely.
On the show.
You know, the tone went off. He won. We gave him a fabulous sticker pack, and he actually dropped off a four-pack of what the hell is this?
Blood it's of the Unicorn.
Pipeworks Brewing Chicago. It's a hoppy red ale. So cheers, boys.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Evan.
Yeah, Evan, you're
always
on.
Always nice when someone gives us beer.
Yeah.
Called Blood of the Unicorn.
Yeah, Blood of the Unicorn.
There's tar cans,
gnarly,
too.
Gnarly.
Yeah, right on, Evan. So we got a caller on the line. Let's see who's calling in.
Hey, welcome to the show. Who's on the line?
Hey there. How you guys doing, Sven Gomez and J.K.?
Doing good.
Ahoy, ahoy.
This sounds like Old Bear.
Yes, it is. Calling you from the beautiful Ozarks in the beautiful city of Rolla, Missouri.
Nice. How's it going? How's it going down there in Rolla?
Pretty good. Been getting a lot of miles in. Having unusual encounters right in our local trail here. With people that want to go around you on the trail, I had two guys fly past me on fully suspended bikes, and they wound up passing another lady off trail and hitting a roll of barbed wire fencing.
Oh, ouch. Oh,
that never works
out well.
Speed
kills, I always say.
And stop and see if I could help them, and they had tubeless tires. Of course, I ride tubes right now, but I just asked them, you need help? And they said, no, not really. I said, you got stuff to get your tires off? Oh, we don't have to. They're tubeless. I said, okay. Do you have an air pump? I said, no. Well, I got to go. Bye.
So they didn't have their own air pump.
They called me an expert. They were prepared to practice for racing, but they didn't have a hydration pack on with anything that could carry. I had a fanny pack on with some patches. Not patches, but stuff to fix the tubeless, I guess.
Gotcha.
I guess the barbed wire turned their tires into Swiss cheese.
Wow. Yeah. You know, they're not the the panacea for all, you know, flat forgiveness. But I do like tubeless for a lot of things.
I'm thinking maybe eventually going tubeless on mine. I just got to get new wheels.
Surly just came out with new tubeless rims.
Right? Yeah, they sure did.
Surly just came out with new tubeless rims. Well, they just announced them. I don't know when they're going to be available, but
that'd be neat. I went and rode the Berryman 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Did the whole lap.
Oh, man, that is a hell of a ride.
That was a riot.
That is a big ride.
Right on, man.
Over 24 miles.
Wow. I know, but
over 24 miles.
Those last seven climbs into Berryman Campground are burly. You know, they just...
I have, I have to get off and walk a couple of them, but I try to get up as best I can, or else I run out of gears.
Now, have you cut up your tires at all riding down there?
No, not at all. My rear tire is worn out now. I got to get a new rear tire, and I'm probably going to get two 39ers.
Good call.
Yeah, it's a good all-around tire.
Absolutely.
Right now, I'm on Mission B missions. Mm-hmm. The stock tires on my Gravity.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find a pretty pleasant surprise when you put on a tire like a Nard versus what came on that bike stock. It's just going to, it's a whole new experience.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Old Bear, we got a question of the week. Did you catch what it is? Is there an annual fat bike event in your area or anywhere that you look forward to going to?
Well, I'm hoping next year to go to the Bentonville Mountain Bike Fest and see what goes on down there.
Oh, cool.
We don't have any fat bike fests here.
That's all right.
Well, not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Not yet. Old Bear can That's arrange right. one. We'll come down.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Well, yeah, cool. We can do that.
Yeah, so Old Bear, we've got to give Mr. Todd Lyons a call. He's our special guest this week. Do you want to hang out and listen to what Todd from SE Bikes has to say? All right.
Sure.
Okay, hang on the line. I'm going to give him a shout, all right?
All right.
Talk to you in a bit.
Hey, so listen up. This is your brain.
La, 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 sing a happy song. La, 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 smirk the whole day long.
And this is your brain on plusbikes.com. Any questions?
You're tuned, to Fat Bike, Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. We have with us on the phone, 3-time world BMX champion, Mr. Todd, the Wild Man Lyons.
Welcome to the show, Todd.
How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on here.
Right on. Well, the reason that we have Todd on the show is because he is the brand manager at SE Bikes, and they've got a new model called the Fat Ripper, and we wanted to hear more about that and talk to the guy that actually made that bike happen and what it's all about.
Yeah, the Fat Ripper was, last summer was when we first started kicking around the idea. You know, it was actually one of our sales reps in Southern California, and I live out here in Huntington Beach, California. But one of our sales reps was like, hey, we should make a fat PK Ripper. And I was like, I don't know, we've done a lot of stuff with the PK. And I was like, I don't know about making a fat bike. But my thinking was it was just going to be like, a PK Ripper with fat tires, and that was like the novelty of it, And then I started thinking about it a bit more, and I was like, well, you know what? That might be kind of cool. I was like, that could be really interesting. Anyway, so sure enough, I got it approved with with SE's parent company. And I'm the brand manager and also the product manager, so I go over to our factory over in Asia, and design the bikes and, do the product testing and all that.
Cool.
So it was last summer that, we first started actually earlier than that, I think it was April when we first started talking about it. And then, in the summertime, I worked with, working up the frame drawings and stuff. And actually, in the very beginning, because I'm a full BMX guy, SE is a BMX brand. We make a lot of other bikes now too, like urban, fixed gear, single speed bikes, and actually mountain bikes and road bikes, but at its
and
core,
a fat bike.
SE. and a fat bike, exactly. The fatty and the fatter,
right.
those just came on in the last couple of years.
Right.
But at the core, SE is a BMX company from back in the day.
Oh, hell yeah.
The 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm a BMX guy from the early 80s. I believe BMX, but I didn't really know a lot about, fat bikes. I didn't know the specifics, because, we have the fatty and the fatter, but I'm actually not the product manager for those bikes. And those are, those are geared mountain bike fat bikes.
Right.
So we have another product manager that designed those. So, there are some other fat bikes in the line, but like I said, I wasn't the brains, so to speak, behind the engineering of those bikes.
Right.
So
on.
The whole develop. Yeah. So for me to develop a fat bike was all kind of new. for me.
Yeah, you know, and just as an aside, Todd, we were out in California for Sea Otter and didn't really see a lot of fat bikes around. Is it like there just aren't fat bikes in California, or did we just miss all the people on them?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been at Sea Otter. I can't talk for Sea Otter, but I definitely see fat bikes around.
Right on.
But yeah, I haven't been to Sea Otter in the last like five years. But that's interesting. You said that. I would have thought it would have been flooded. I know. You know, I go to Interbike every year, and Interbike's coming up in 2 weeks. And I know in the last 2 years, especially last year, every single booth, or not every single booth, but it seemed like every booth had a fat bike. You know, it's like you couldn't walk by a bike company's booth without seeing at least one fat bike.
Right. That's because everybody looks at our website and they know how fun they are.
We like to think we're responsible for that.
Yeah, it's all our fault. Thanks. But anyway, I didn't really want to. I'm sorry about interrupting you, but you were talking about how you know that the existing SE fat bikes were more the mountain bike style fat bike, but you had this fat ripper thing going on.
Right. So you're gonna bring fat to BMX. Right?
And like I said, in the beginning, I thought it would just kind of be, you know, not a novelty, but kind of, you know, that'd be kind of interesting. You know, that'd look kind of cool. You know, look cool. You know, that'd be the interesting, you know, bike, you know, to have a, you know, PK ripper with a, you know, 26-inch PK ripper with fat tires.
Right.
And anyway, but then I was like, well, shoot, you know, I don't know anything about bottom bracket spacing. And at the time, you know, we're going back a year ago before I even started this project. I didn't know anything about fork spacing, rear chain stay, you know, the spacing of the dropouts and then the angles and everything. Like, well, shoot, how much does that tire throw off the normal angles of a 26-inch bike? You know, we can't just use a normal. Anyway, so I actually, ironically enough, just went online and started kind of searching around and obviously just doing my own research and talking to some people. But there was no fat BMX bike, you know, besides, you know, the Walmart Mongoose. You know, but that's not, you know, what we were going for.
Yeah. Like, hallelujah.
Hey. They're like, hey, you guys weren't first. You know, the Mongoose had a fat BMX bike. It's like that coaster. It's got a coaster brake on it, and it retails for like $299. You know, ours is going to retail for $850. Anyway, so there really wasn't anything to look at, and I definitely wasn't going to look at the Mongoose geometry.
Good call.
Anyway, so I just started, researching online, and you know, sure enough, I ran into the Facebook page, you know, Fat Bike BMX, Todd Schenker,
right?
You know, I believe he's over in Iowa.
Yeah, he was just on the show last week, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, you know, I tracked him down. I got a hold of him, and we talked on the phone, and he was like kind of the early, brainchild, so to speak, you know, but helped me just guide me along with what's normal, what's not normal, what the kind of, you know, what we want to be on, what trend we want to be on top of with mainly with spacing and then the width of the hubs, I'm sorry, the width of the rims, you know, how big of tires, you know, cause I didn't know, shoot, do we need a 4.7? Do we need a 4.0, you know, and we ended up going to 3.5-inch tire. But anyway, so he was really helpful, you know, and what he, you know, he's got a Salsa muckluck that he basically turned into a BMX. I mean, tried to kind of turn that into a BMX bike, you know, a fat BMX bike. And, you know, so I kind of talked with him like, hey, well, what geometry works on that bike? What doesn't? What, you know, if in a perfect world, what would you want to see or what would you do to that bike to make that bike even better? You know, and by no means did we, you know, copy anything from the Salsa bike, but that was just kind of like that was what he was riding. And that was a photo I could see that semi what resembled a fat BMX bike, you know, and then, you know, I went to a lot of different, you know, brands, websites, seeing the normal geometries and stuff. But like I said, all of these bikes are built as mountain bikes. You know, we're making a fat BMX bike. You know, it was just,
it's even got a landing gear fork on it.
Right.
Yeah. It's got, the bike, well, I'll talk about the actual bike in a second, but it's, you know, anyway, so what was really unique is, you know, he was the first guy I talked to, pretty much the only guy. I talked to a couple other industry guys, you know, about, like I said, just what's normal with spacing and whatnot. You know, fast forward to my second trip in the product cycle for their 2016 line, my second trip over to Asia, you know, our factories in China. And I was there in January, and this past January, you know, about, you know, 7 months ago, and they had the, you know, they had the sample there ready for me to ride.
Oh, cool.
And the sample, you know, I mean, this is a PK Ripper fat bike, you know, we call it the Fat Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone that knows the PK Ripper, or actually better yet, for anyone who doesn't know the PK Ripper, the PK Ripper, you know, was actually in the SE Bikes line back when SE was called SE Racing, but it was in the line in the 70s. And it went on to become the most famous BMX bike of all time.
Right.
It was huge, ridiculously popular in the early 80s and late 80s.
I had one.
And, you know, the...
Yeah, Sven had one. Yeah.
That's, all right, well, nothing more needs to be said.
Right. All that means is that I'm old, anyway. Todd. That's what that means.
But, well, what's cool is, as you guys will know, if you had a PK Ripper back in the 80s, you were the coolest kid on the block. You know, it was like...
Goes without saying.
Yeah, there was like an aura, like something about the PK Ripper. Somebody had a PK Ripper. They were so cool, you know, and that's kind of the mystique we still try to keep. Anyway, so when I designed the frame and when I designed the bike and we designed a lot of parts around the bike, the concept was to take the aesthetics, you know, that design, you know, of the PK Ripper, that classic PK Ripper, mm-hmm. and put it on this fat bike.
Sure.
Meaning it has flowable tubing, which is the flat oval tubing on the top tube and down tube that the PK Ripper had. It's got a loop tail rear end. You know, the chain spring seats, they loop around as all one tube. It's got the gusset between the top tube and down tube at the head tube junction, exactly like the original PK Ripper.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and it's got the, and this is one of the last things we did, and this was purely cosmetic. It wasn't needed, but we actually, if you look at a rear angle photo of the Fat Ripper, it's got a brace behind this seat tube that connects to the seat stays. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little brace that was on the original PK Ripper. So, and then what we talked about a second ago, it's got landing gear forks, you know, that full chromoly landing gear forks. So we took every little ounce of what can make 26 inch Fat Ripper have the design aesthetics of the original PK Ripper, and we were highly successful. I mean, it's got all of the design elements.
Yeah, it's a great looking bike for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah. So when I went there, and then on top of that, you know, the parts, you know, the rims, you know, the rims actually, you know, we have the cutouts in the rims, and instead of just going a circle or a triangle or, you know, something like that, we actually took the outline of the SE logo, and we call that the bubble logo.
Ah, cool.
So we took the outline of that logo and stamped it out in the rims. So that kind of makes that rim, you know, specific to SE. And then the tires, you know, we worked with a V Tire Co. company, mm-hmm. and, you know, created the chicane tire, you know, and that tire has skin walls. You never really see you guys probably see everything in the fat world, but I've never really seen, I've seen one other brand, but anyway, it's not often you see a fat tire with skin walls, you know,
right,
and again,
right.
That skin wall immediately makes that resonate with old school classic BMX. And then also the tire, the width is a 3.5 inch, you know, we didn't go four, you know, cause I wanted this to stay, you know, pretty, you know, be able to ride like a, you know, kind of a BMX bike.
Sure.
Anyway, then also it's got BMX cranks. It's got our BMX style chain ring. It's got a BMX style, old school style stem. The handlebars are really cool, like really old school looking, like almost like a motocross, you know, handlebar from back, you know, on a motorcycle, you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. So and then it's got ODI mushroom grips, you know, and then it's got a pad set with the SE logo, you know, it's really, really classic. I mean, it literally is a PK Ripper's big fat brother.
Nice.
which is appropriate for a guy that's how old is PK now? He's well over 35, 40 years old. So it makes sense that he's getting a little bit bigger.
Yeah, Perry Kramer. No, he's got to be damn. He's got up 40. I'm 40. 40 freaking three. So he's got to be ticking on 50.
No, I was mostly just talking about the bike that he designed.
I was talking about Perry.
Yeah, I guess we crossed our streams there.
So this is this. It has all the looks of an old school BMX PK Ripper. Yeah. But what did you do with like length of chainstay and the geometry to make it work?
Yeah, before we get there, I mean, when I went to the factory, I told you I was going to talk a lot.
That's all good.
When I went to the factory to test the bike, you know, I got there in late January, and then I was, you know, testing it early February, late January. of this year, of 2015. And this is part of our 2016 line of bikes. But anyway, so when I was there earlier this year, doing the first testing, I was like, okay, this is going to be really cool. I'm going to be able to, like, ride to test this bike. And I seriously, like, literally thought I was going to ride test it, meaning I was just going to test out the geometry and see, okay, does it steer right? You know, what is this, how does this angle, I was literally thinking I was going to be testing, you know, the chainstay length and the head tube angle. I was really worried about the head tube angle of how it would steer. And anyway, when I got there to ride it, you know, I rode it that first morning. And I was like, holy cow, this thing rides kind of nice, you know. And then I went to the factory and worked all day. And then I got on it that night. And then for the next week, I went, like, berserk on that thing. I was like, holy cow, this thing, you know, it rides so freaking good. And then I started, you know, doing wall rides, jumping up, you know, benches, you know, manualing across benches, you know, what I call, like, you know, the donking off curbs, like, literally just running, you know, running into a curb and turning that into a little BMX jump, and then nose balking this and wheeling that and jumping off this and that. And I was like, wow, this thing rides, like, it literally rides like a big, fun BMX bike, you know. And I had no idea that's what was going to happen. Like I said, when I was thinking originally we're going to, like, have this, the aesthetics of this PK Ripper, and it'll be a fat ripper, you know. But I didn't really think of how it was going to ride, you know. Like, I mean, of course I thought it was how it was going to ride, but I didn't think it was going to ride that well. I had no idea it was going to ride, you know, as well as it did, you know. I mean, it was like, holy cow, this is a legit BMX bike that I can, you know, ride and do all kinds of BMX tricks on.
That's killer. You know, that
sounds like a lot of fun.
You ended up with the fat bike grin. Do you feel like, yeah, like it made you feel like a kid again? Because we hear that a lot, for sure.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I've always ridden. You know, I've never, like, you know, like, I'm always on my BMX bike and I'm always riding. But when you say it makes me feel like a kid again, now I'm looking for, you know, I'm riding around scouting spots,
right?
You know, like looking for places I can do this trick and that trick, and where I can do a wall ride and where I can jump, and literally places that, you know, I've been riding for years, you know, and I hadn't seen them before, you know. And it's like, now I've got that fat bike. Now I've got a whole, you know, a whole different perspective, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right on. That kind of, you know, segues a bit into the fact that you just recently went down to Central America in search of stuff to ride.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I went down to Panama, Panama City, you know, in Panama. And then I went to Antigua in Guatemala. And took my bike, you know, just I went down there by myself and took the Fat Ripper, and I was just kind of looking for fun stuff to ride, and it was, yeah, it was an experience, and it was really, really, really cool, you know. And I'm glad I had the Fat Ripper, because the you know, all the streets in Antigua are cobblestone, you know, they're just bumpy ass streets, you know. So having the Fat Ripper was really, really cool having it. And then I was doing tricks and doing little wall rides and doing wheelies through town, and everyone was just tripping, you know, seeing somebody.
They're like, what alien came and hit that old guy on the bike with the big tires and made it all fat, yeah, and puffy?
Yeah, yeah. One on a fat bike and two on a fat, you know, PK Ripper, you know, like, people were, yeah, literally, I'd be eating somewhere and people would be walking up taking pictures of it and stuff.
Badass. Right.
So, hell yeah. And you have the skills to pay the bills. You could be in the circus. If you ever, you know, want to step down.
Well, speaking of circuses, you said you're going to be at Interbike. That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
That is the weird.
So we'll probably hunt you down to actually shake your hand in personage. Are you going to be in the SE booth, or are you going to be only doing guest appearances?
Yeah, no. I'll be at the SE booth for sure. But yeah, we have hundreds of pre-orders for the bike. You know, the bike's not coming into stock until, we've got some coming that'll be coming at the end of September, and more will be coming in October. But we've got hundreds of pre-orders of the bike, you know, I think nearly 100 dealers that have ordered the bike, and the total number is, you know, in the hundreds. You know,
right on.
Todd, we're losing you. We're losing your signal. Your audio is getting all giant jangly.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What's that? Is that the Verizon guy?
That's better.
Yeah.
There we go.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. So the bikes are coming in. Go ahead and just tell us about availability.
The bikes are coming in the first batch is coming in September, then we've got like 200 more coming in October, you know, but out of all of that, we're almost pre-sold out of all of them, you know, but then we've got other ones that'll be coming in January, and I think we have some more that'll be coming in, you know, in March, something like that, but the response has been amazing. We SE as a company, I don't think we've had this much early demand, you know, this many pre-orders for a model in a long time, if not ever, you know, to have hundreds of pre-orders for the bike.
That's killer, man.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Right.
That's what Fat Bikes can do for
right. I'm glad we could create that market.
Where do I send the check?
Probably to some guys up in Alaska, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably, not us.
right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that probably across BMX tracks in America, starting next summer, you're going to see divisions for adult fat bike BMX popping up all over the place.
Yeah, I could see that taking off even more than cruiser class for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've took my bike. You know, I've been riding the one sample. You know, that sample that I went there and tested, you know, back in January. I still have that sample, and that's the one I've been riding around for literally 6 months now. You know, and I took it to the local tracks here in California, like Bellflower and Horns, and ridden it. You know, everyone, you know, loves seeing it, wants to try it, you know. But, it's something new for us. And what kind of fun with SD? We're a company, and it's a lot of, you know, kind of me being the product manager and brand manager. A lot of times we'll create something nobody else will. You know, we also have a 29-inch BMX bike called the Big Ripper.
That one's been around for a while. My good buddy Ryan has one. He loves the hell out of that thing.
Yeah, 2008, I think, was the first year we did it. Yeah, so we've been doing that for a while, but no other brand does that, you know, and that was a bike, I mean, not as dramatic and as extreme as the Fat Ripper, but there was no other brand making a 29-inch BMX bike, and we said, shoot, let's do it, you know, and we did it, and here we are, you know, 8 years later or whatever, and it's one of our good-selling bikes, and everyone loves it, you know, so it's, you know, and then we've done some other unique bikes over the years, but you know,
cool.
So yeah, it's kind of fun for, you know, just, you know, me having my history with, you know, BMX and then being able to kind of create just something, you know, I have a lot of support from the upper management, you know, kind of allow me to create this wild stuff.
Right on. Yeah, I hope that the Fat Ripper does as well as some of your other bikes and has a storied history down the road when fat bikes are, you know, around for 40 years.
Yeah. So you got to wonder sometimes, shoot, will there all of a sudden, will there be other brands in the next year that are going to hop on the fat BMX trend, you know, or is it going to just be us, you know? But we'll have to kind of wait and see. But I'll end it with this, you know, Perry Kramer, the PK of the PK Ripper, you know, mm-hmm. stands for Perry Kramer, who was a legendary BMX racer that rode for SD back in the 70s and 80s. Anyway, you know, one of the first Fat Rippers that comes in, you know, is going to Perry. Perry's already been bugging me for the last couple of months. Like, dude, I need one of those. I need one of those. You know, so it's going to be really cool to see the PK of PK Ripper riding around, you know, on this new Fat Ripper.
Hell yeah. That's a picture we want to put up on our site, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah. See if you can score some shots, because we'd love to show people how much fun a guy that's been in the industry and influential for so long can kind of get reinvented on something that comes out, you know?
So don't be a stranger, Todd, and don't get any stranger or get some strange or whatever you want to do, man. But we are going to bid you adieu. Thanks for being on the show. You rock.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. Okay. It was awesome.
Thank you guys. And yeah, you're going to see, you know, we're actually, I'm doing the colors and graphics right now. And parts spec of our 2017 line of bikes. And, you know, we're working on the 2017 Fat Ripper.
You're working in the future.
Yes, the future.
You are from the future.
Oh, Lord. It's time travel shit again.
Hey, we'll be sure to stop in and say howdy at Interbike. But, again, thanks. Okay. It's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you guys. All right.
Have a good one.
Later.
Okay, bye.
Todd
Lyons from SE Bikes. Can you believe it? And he had a lot of interesting stuff to say. I can see why they call him the Wild Man. He's just super enthusiastic.
I know.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
Hi, I'm Coast Kid. I'm on the Scottish East Coast riding fat, the spiritual home of the UK fat bike riding scene. I'm just home. I'm drinking a cider and I'm listening to Gomez and Sven on Fat Bike Radio. We see you all on the coast here sometime.
Jolly is on the line from Arizona.
Jolly.
That's right.
Roger.
That's right.
So, Jolly, we talked about you being a fat bassiter from down there, Arizona way.
There you go.
What do you think?
I kind of like that a little bit, give you a heads up on things. I kind of been around and about anyway, as is, so I'm not too far away from some good times or trouble, one of the two.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Do you feel like you have your finger on the pulse of of fat biking?
No.
In the greater southwestern United States.
So what are conditions like down there right now?
Well, it's a little different. Hot? Right now it's pretty good. It's a little different down here in that we're all dirt and a little bit of sand when you get into the washes. But monsoons have been a little bit active lately, so we've been dodging some water. But trails are all good. Things are good. But it's hot, so this is kind of our hibernation time.
Yeah, you guys mostly ride at night when it's so freaking hot outside, right? Just wait till the sun goes down and get out there and boogie at night?
That's the intent. That's usually what you end up doing at the beginning of the season, and then near the end you end up starting to get up a little earlier just because it's just too hot even in the evenings. So you try to get up as early as you can and take advantage of the coolest part of the day. So, yeah, this is kind of our winter hibernation period. So we're another month, maybe 6 weeks out, and then things will start to break open for us.
We're waiting to hear from Mr. Chris Reichel. I hear he's your homie.
I know Dirty.
He just texted us that.
Yeah, he sexted us.
He's in the waiting room. Should we?
No, he has to wait.
He has to wait.
It's not called the Jolly's waiting first. Room.
It's the green room. So should we bring him on or should we?
Sure.
We have like a whole. He's an expatriate of Arizona.
Hey, gentlemen.
An expat.
So we have
what's going on, Dirty?
There we go.
Hey, guys.
We got Jolly on the line. We got Gomez, JK, Sven. We got a veritable plethora of peoples here right now.
We got a little fat bike orgy going on right now.
Yeah, buddy.
It's group therapy. and it's your turn to share, Jolly.
Yeah, Jolly put his hat in the ring for being a fat bassiter from down Arizona way.
Yeah. We shred some fat bikes down there in the sand. We get it done.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm unfortunately sitting in my tent in Tennessee between a creek and a tobacco field right now on bike tour, so I'm not in the desert.
Right on. How's the weather where you are?
It just broke. I haven't used my sleeping bag in 6 weeks. I've just been sleeping on top of my pad, and tonight I think I'm gonna have to use my sleeping bag.
Yeah, it's a little chilly up here in the upper Midwest as well.
Hey, Chris, before I forget,
what's up?
You have to tell me what Snapchat is and how I can get pictures, and how I can get women to send me naked pictures.
They only last for 6 seconds, man. I mean, people will do anything.
You show your age, Comey.
I know. That's why I have to talk to you, the younger generation of Star Trekkers, to find Snapchat out these things.
Snapchat is pretty much the number one vector for naked chick pics.
that's a strong endorsement.
That cracked up, Jake?
You mean I can't just go next door and look in the window anymore?
No.
You don't have a fatbike.com Snapchat account? Get on that.
We're all about it.
Yeah, he's already typing away his right hand while he's fondling our beer thing with his left hand.
So Chris is actually on the radio program to remind us to pimp his takeover of our Instagram, another technology that the younger generation of today.
Yeah,
you
go, boy.
All you young kids and your Instagrammers. No, really, we have an Instagram, and Chris is taking it over, and so far, no naked chick pictures, but some scenic pictures of Iceland. What say
well,
you?
You guys were nice enough to send me an assignment to Iceland for the Lost Forks release, so I thought that I would take all these dozens and dozens and hundreds of pictures that I took and pick some really fun ones and take over the Instagram account for the week, and
Oh, it's just for the week? I thought we didn't have to do this anymore. He's going to do it for good.
No. He's just taking it over for a week.
I mean, I can, but it'll probably end up with naked chick pics on there, and we'll get shut down. That's just natural progression.
We can always get fatbike.com. We can do fatbike.com. We can come up with all sorts of Instagram accounts.
We'll talk after the show.
You already had a nice
clothed woman on the
Instagram takeover, so that's always nice. We like to see the ladies riding the bikes with their clothes on, you know.
I'll do my best to dig up some high quality fat bike ladies.
Some high quality grannies.
Yeah,
good for me.
With pants.
Tastefully done. Black and white really captures the
black
moment.
Black and white. Stop.
So two out of the three people in this room are going to be bumping goobs with Dirty down there at Interbike here in a couple of weeks. Is there anything you're looking forward to down there besides actually the man hug with Gomez and whatnot?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got to tell you, Dirt Demo is my favorite part of Interbike because I just ride everything. I finish Monday and Tuesday, and I'm exhausted. I show up on the floor, contrary to popular belief, not hungover on Wednesday, but completely spent from riding my ass off all day Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
That's my favorite part.
That was before
testify, brother. Testify,
dude. That was before you rode across the whole country in two mountain ranges. When we now have super dirty, so you're going to be able to ride like twice as many bikes and still pee a stream 16 feet the next day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm so ready to ride. I have 300 miles left, and I've never actually felt stronger in my life.
So, right on.
Probably never smelled stronger either.
Oh man, I smell like a homeless person. It's really terrible.
But you are a homeless person.
Yeah, but you
at
are.
Least for now.
Neither, yeah, I mean, my family's been trying to make fun of me, calling me a hippie, and I'm like, guys, I'm probably a hippie.
You're growing out the hair, so.
I am. I've never had long hair before, so I figured I'd grow it out before I don't have it anymore.
That's always been my theory.
And folks,
I love it.
Dirty has a lovely head of hair.
Lovely.
And it's like it's thick, and
you know it doesn't really go over well down here in the south.
Yeah. They still have that phobia down there.
Out of the car, log hair. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Give me three steps. Give me three steps of Mister.
Well, I bet you can talk yourself out of a ticket better than anybody else that I know, other than Ricky from the Trailer Park Boys. So
I've only had one run in so far this trip in the middle of nowhere, Kansas. They thought I was a vagrant sleeping in the park, and I had to convince them that I wasn't a vagrant. I was just a bike hobo.
I'm a poet.
Bike hobo. I like that. That's a good
they
term.
They hand off the banjo. It's like, all right, can you match? If you can match,
we can match if we want to. We can leave our matches behind.
Lord, if you can't match, quite a musical show.
No, a little bit.
So, Chris, do you have an answer to our weekly question? What fat bike event do you look forward to every year? What's your favorite fat bike event? Or if not fat bike event, then your favorite bike event. If not your favorite bike event, your favorite porn event.
Ooh. I'm so overloaded right now.
The ball slapper's ball? What's it called?
Dirty is in his tent.
I gotta say, there's only, in Arizona, Sonoran Desert, there's only one fat bike event, sadly to say, and that's Sandbox Showdown. But it's high quality. Put on in Tucson, and
I think that we're a sponsor of that event.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great party. You know, there's bar check-ins, and it's definitely worth making a trip for. Favorite bike event that I ride a fat bike at, hands down, 24 Hours of Old Pueblo.
Oh yeah,
it's the best time in the desert ever you'll ever have. They call it Burning Man of the Desert. It's pretty true.
I raced that race 2 years.
Yeah.
Way back.
Hey, Jolly's still hanging out. Jolly, are you going to make it down to that event down there in Tucson?
The Sandbox Showdown?
Yeah, I'll be down in the Sandbox Showdown down there in the Washes. So we are looking forward to that event. They're starting to sneak out a little bit of pictures as they're reconnaissing the this year's route. So we'll see what it happens, but it should be a good time.
Right on, man. You know where to pimp those pictures.
On the pulse of fat biking in the greater Southwest United States.
Pulse.
Do you know what a G-spot feels like, Jolly? Because sometimes you can feel a pulse there. By the way, we have an explicit show, so any of you kids listening out there, time to hang up. Put the computer down. Go ride your bike.
All right. Well, what else should we talk about?
Spinner's waiting for us to talk to him.
Well, he hasn't called, so he can just...
Well, no, Spinner actually texted us.
So Spinner's supposed to be on the show, too? Jeez, where is that guy?
He's actually whittling a bike out of a giant sequoia that we're going to light on fire like Burning Man at Gnome Fest this weekend. Waka-cha.
Is he going to break another bike?
Maybe. I don't know. He hasn't broken one in a while.
Really? Well, that's not like
that's
him.
Until he's,
that's
until...
That's so...
I bet you that like guy's going to get a Wednesday. And he's going to be riding my daughter. Spinner's riding my daughter.
I'm not Spinner. I can't call. I'm sitting right next to you.
Oh, what am I doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
awesome.
No. I know.
I feel like I'm in the zoo.
Dude. Oh, no. You know,
hey, you know, since we've kind of gone off way off course here.
The ship is listing.
Yeah, this thing is about ready to sink. Hey, while you're fiddling with your thumbs over there, can you tell us about Matt from Planetary Cycles down there in Houston? You met him this weekend under extraordinary circumstances.
Yes, I was riding Kettle Moraine, which I like to do, out there on the connector about as far away as I was going to get from the car. And I got a flat, and tubeless failed. I'd failed to see that there was a slit in the side of the tire. So I put a tube in there. I got a mile down the trail, and a gnome fucking poked that little hole again.
Gnome same.
Another flat. Then comes along Matt. He's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, you got a tube or anything? He's like, yep, I've definitely got a tube for you. So borrowed his tube, and I still had to walk out. I got another flat. So... But my hat's off to Mr. Matt, gracias amigo.
Yeah.
So if you're down there in Texas, you should, Houston, Texas, you should stop in the shop, give him a high five, maybe
bring him a beer.
Buy a power bar, you know.
From the shop.
From the shop.
Right on.
At full retail.
Yeah, shop guys love power bars.
Yeah, they do.
you made me come to the register for a power bar.
It's
the best way to bribe your mechanic. It's the best way.
I know the show already is listing significantly, but
hey, we have Spinner.
I'm
going to
go ahead and just make it completely keel over and bring Spinner in. Spinner, what's up, man? Hey, just so you know,
just now.
So you can understand, yeah, right? Jolly, Jolly and Chris and Gomez and Sven and JK, and it's crazy.
There's so much internet swagger in this phone booth that I don't know.
Swagger.
Well,
yeah.
Spinner's here to just talk a little bit about stuff.
Well, actually, he's calling. He's calling in to answer this week's
question. Tell me a story, Spinner.
And this week's question is actually just like a cover story, a segue into the other thing.
Gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug to hunting gnomes.
What is this week's question again?
Hunting gnomes this weekend.
Yeah, Spinner, yeah. So what fat bike event do you look forward to every year? What's your favorite way to do stuff? Sorry.
Stay with us.
Yeah. If we had video, that was an in studio episode. Not.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
I just got scolded.
I'm gonna have to come out to Milwaukee and drink with you guys. Just understand what the fuck is going on. There's a lot of partying going on the radio.
Oh my god.
We're well into our second beer here at Fat Bike Radio.
So welcome back to the show.
Yeah,
nothing to do with alcohol. Yeah. Simply just random stupidity. Flying.
I don't know what's the booze haul on that on those beers.
6.5.
So that's, you know,
yeah,
it's not a mom's beer, but it's not crack.
It actually, you know, we're not doing the beer thing anymore, really. But this is a pretty kick ass beer. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I drink this again. Blood of the Unicorn, just for the name. But it's
good. Marijuana smoothies over there. Marijuana smoothies.
No, the fish doesn't have anything in it.
What is this marijuana you speak of? Oh, it sounds interesting.
Well, I have a pen over yet.
That's for people who do the pot.
All right, Spinner.
So, dudes,
Oktoberfest is broken out up here. Capital Brewery Oktoberfest. That's what I'm drinking
right
now.
Right on.
I just heard a girl giggle in the background.
It's on October.
Was that Vivian or was that an actual girl?
Spinner, do you know what Snapchat is?
Oh, Lord.
What is?
Do you know what Snapchat is?
Snapchat, yeah. It's where you send pictures of your wiener to strangers.
That's why I
use it. I think that should be next week's question.
That's where Teabag My Top Tube should have started.
Oh. Well, welcome back to the radio show.
Yeah, we've got Spinner Ryerson on the line.
And he's here to answer this week's question. So, Spinner, tell me true, what is your favorite fat bike event of the year?
Oh, fat bike specific? Well,
or an event any, that you would ride your fat bike at. Up.
Yeah.
Gnome Fest is definitely the one where a fat bike will do you the most good because it's there is no racing, no racers, no racism whatsoever. Well, I take that back because Black House Roll is happening. There's a race going on right before Gnome Fest is here.
Oh, so the Dwarfsicle Figure 8 Death Race is canceled? That's racing. The Figure 8 Dwarfsicle Death Race?
No, that is going on.
Oh, I thought he said racism, not racing. And I thought, well, Puck is going to be there. And
he's kind of racist.
He's kind of a redneck.
Hey,
so.
Hey, girls.
Don't bring race, color into it.
For us non-Midwesterners, can somebody tell me what the hell Gnome Fest is?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's
Spinner can probably do that.
Gnomes are... Yeah. Delicious when cooked correctly, and they do not like bicycles. They only like single speed bicycles. They really hate derailleurs. They're all about the one ring thing. One gnome watches the Lord of the Rings, and then they come up with this whole weird mushroom based one gear thing. And then we hunt them. We use a titanium pike, and we poke them right through the top of their pointy head. Those pikes go right onto the fire. Crispy skin, delicious flesh. And then we dance and drink and ride bikes. And then we used to have races.
Burnt ends?
Yes, burnt ends. I like the pointy hats.
That's way different than I thought. I was just going to say, imagine a big national bike race. And instead of racing, there's just drugs and alcohol, and you go out in the woods and you camp all weekend, and you're probably going to see some boobs, and you're probably going to win some stuff. And there's a poker run, and there's a figure eight death race, and there's a lot of babying.
There's baby pools full of really good beer.
I'm actually going to maybe steal a move from Single Speed Arizona and just get a moving truck and throw everybody in the back and take them to the bar.
Yeah, remember? Hey,
that's a cool Friday deal.
Hey, Spinner, Gnome Fest. What was it?
Gnome, in the back.
Gnome Fest 8, I think. Was that when you and I were the only ones that went to the strip bar? That was 2011.
Yeah, the two of us.
Everybody else was all passed out by then.
Sniffer's Row. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Everybody, and we came back.
That's the best part about a moving truck. The best part about having a giant U-Haul is that nobody knows where they're going.
I've used that way more often than I'd like to admit.
Oh my god! And the strip clubs that are closest to Platteville have to be fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah,
Dubuque, baby.
And shameless plug for Single Speed Arizona. First weekend of February. You should just come on out.
Oh, we're all about the plugs.
Damn it, dude.
We're all about plugs, man. We're just like Conan O'Brien. You're on the show to plug your next movie, book, and or
Oh, right. That's the kind of plug you're talking about.
I'm talking about butt plugs. They think I'm talking about butt plugs.
Hey, did you? I didn't say
these guys.
I did not say butt plugs.
Sick fucks.
I didn't say butt plugs.
All of my travel to butt plugs. Phoenix, Arizona for the month of February.
I would say it was a great time. I had a great time. I had a fat bike down there, and it did wonders in the desert. It was the only time I can survive down there because that's when the heat is bearable. It was like 40 below up here, and it was like 70. And you guys are like, oh, this is night. I'm like, I am pink. I am sweating my ass off down here.
We were worried about you a little bit. We thought you might melt up there.
Yeah, fur was a bad choice. I shouldn't have worn the whole biking outfit down there. But no, it was a great time.
Well, all right. Now we've lost control of the show.
That's all right. It's over already.
Oh, it's over. The show's over.
Hey, you invited us.
I know.
No one said we weren't going to be here till midnight.
Exactly. Control
is. You want a quick Gnome Fest blurb?
Yes, please.
To go off about Gnome Fest. I'm going to go back to Oregon, getting Bucky on here.
Yeah, tell us about Gnome Fest, there, Spinner.
Okay, I don't have a really great plan, actually.
Awesome. We're all of that.
Well, did you put
Friday night, we're going to probably throw everybody in the moving truck. We're going to go into town, the city of Platteville, and the guys in town have actually put there's a lot of neat little single-track sections off of the main paved trail.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can ride to a bar, and then you hop at some single track, and then you're at like a mile, and then you're at another bar, and you do some more single track, and then it's kind of just spread out throughout little parks in town.
Nice.
Saturday, Blockhouse Roll. It's been a 20-year-old race. It's one of the first races in the Midwest. So those guys are going to race, and we're going to be hungover, and we can hectate and do whatever. Gomez is going to be sleeping right in the middle of the course, so I hope you don't wake up early.
You can bunny hop that.
I'm going to be in a hammock. Completely naked.
Yeah. Bunny hop the naked Gomez in a hammock?
Wow. I'll just go around.
Multiplier times three.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then Gnome Fest happens in the middle. So just a poker ride. We got some different ideas involving slingshots and pointy tip darts this year. So there's going to be a quite a different game.
Dude, I was talking to the folks out in Crested Butte today about their world champion fat bike race at the end of January, and they're freaking talking about running a air gun biathlon as part of the fun skis.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good reason to go out there.
So we're
like not paintballs, but actual air gun.
Air gun, yeah.
Man, so, I'm pretty good with those.
Yeah, so. You'll put your eye out or something.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So
you put somebody's eye out. Whip your one eye out.
As long as you Snapchat it, it's okay.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to Snapchat you. Hey, wait for this. Can that be the next fatbike.com contest? Is a Snapchat. Teabag my top tube.
Oh man. Well, as long as you're volunteering to judge that, because I'm not looking at a bunch of chodes and then awarding a winner. Like,
everybody call Snapchat Gomez 608, whatever your number is. I don't know.
Everybody who submits is a winner.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, this one. Look at this one. He has a tattoo on his scroty.
All right, Spinner. So Gnome Fest is this coming weekend? Is that what it is, or the weekend after?
Oh, it's actually today when this show airs. It'll be Gnome Fest. I will be dressed in.
You can help us. We got most of the giant burning bike done.
Yeah,
and we are going to do fireworks this year. So feel free to bring any fireworks and any.
Oh, I got fireworks, dude. And we need flammable batting and a staple gun. And gasoline.
And Dave Lunz's tent.
And a gallon of livestock blood. We mix the gasoline and the livestock blood. It makes a gel.
It's built.
Yeah.
This year is built out of untreated oak and has been painted in diesel fuel since, when did they start that? Like March?
Wow.
So it's the frame is built. We just got the wheels on. And then the thing we're going to try, we'll see if this works. Take Roman candles, you tape them to your top tube, and then he put on a paintball mask, and then we're going to have a derby, and he's trying to shoot that bike.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This sounds like
that's
way more
kind of party.
This sounds like more fun than when Dave Lunds and I had the indoor firework display in his living room with Roman candles. There was nothing flammable in there particularly, except Rob's shoe, maybe. But
I had a couple of bricks of firecrackers, so I'll be sure to do that.
Right on. Pretty sounds fun.
All right, guys. Where are we? My screen is actually.
I'm just going to blow off fireworks this weekend, just in solidarity. For fuck's sake.
We can say goodbye to Spinner with his Gnome Fest report. We'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Later, Spinner.
Spinner, you going to ride up? You going to make it up here?
I'm heading to Knoxville.
That's not where Gnome Fest is.
But
I was telling people stories.
Are you sure it's called Knoxville Dirty? Are you sure?
Come to the portal.
All right.
Spinner, I'll see you in Japan.
All right, fine. Talk me into it.
All right, Spinner in Japan.
Spinner on tour. All right, Spinner.
Everybody will want to touch him. Look at the albino.
Dirty.
American.
What do you got? Any last words before we finish up this travesty?
No, other than... Remind me when you're doing this again, because I'll call back in. This is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty much every Wednesday from 8 to 9 at 818-918-2453.
No, Dirty needs special
handling. I'm unemployed and live on my bicycle. I don't know what day it is.
Don't as well text you.
I'm going to text you.
He can Snapchat you some shit.
Oh, I'm going to Snapchat some shit.
I'm going to chat the snap out of you.
Okay, so Snapchatting, is that kind of like when you have a towel and you snap somebody in the ass? Because that would be sweet.
No, it's like, hey,
no.
You get to look at this for 6 seconds. That's it.
I'll fill you guys in after the show. Go ahead, show them the pictures.
I'm not quite as dumb as you think I am.
I want to get Snapchats like that.
That's what she said. Oh no! Again,
that's what she.
But hey,
that's
what I have an idea. I have an idea. Since we're going to be doing a podcast from Interbike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
And with some special guests,
right?
And,
from the El Rancho pool deck.
Yeah, 6'7" and
maybe.
Up.
I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but maybe the audience, the listeners, can come up with like missions and tasks and things they want me to do while at Interbike.
Oh, well,
within reason.
On Snapchat.
people you want me to interview, maybe a bet you want me to place, somebody you want me to give a hug to, anything you want.
There you go.
Bring in the ideas. Leave in the comments. Send us an email. Let us know what you want to see from the ground, from the street at Interbike, and we'll see what we can do for the podcast.
Sort of like Interbike the Jackass edition.
Yeah, we won't be sleeping for well over 72 hours at Interbike this year.
That's what she said.
That's yes.
Well, I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, Dirty. All right.
Travel safe, bro.
Right on, man.
So do we still
I'll talk to you from North Carolina next week.
North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
Right on, man. Bye.
Hasta
la.
Love.
And Asala. Dirty has left the room.
So we still have Jolly on the line?
Nope. Jolly's, we're color free.
We're color free. So we should probably talk about linkages.
I don't think I edited that here.
Yeah, where were we?
Well, before we do links, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that the Fatty Farm Field Report was sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Check out Uncle Dick at UncleDicksBikeShop.com. And if you can like send him a message from his website, say, why'd you diss some guys this week? He was going to come in and play music, but then he said no.
That's all right.
No, he can be the man he wants to be. But guess what? We've got his amp held hostage here in the studio.
I totally got lost. There was like somewhere else in the world. I'm like, what?
That's because those collars are so interesting. Yeah, it's just we really don't have to do a radio show except to listen to those guys.
Yeah, traffic copping.
Pretty
we
much.
Strayed into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had that question last week. Well, you know, how would you upgrade your current fat bike? Did anyone change their answer from last week?
I was actually wanting to change my answer to maybe trying a carbon fork or a carbon frame this winter. But then I saw a picture today on the faceplate of a bale grease wrapped around a tree and basically broken in half. Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to, okay, if you're running into a tree, though, is the carbon frame really your problem, or is the tree more the issue?
Or do you have some sort of
internal balance issue? I think I know what picture you're speaking of.
I know.
Like, I'm like, how did you place there?
I don't know. I pictured that he flipped over the bars in the bike, flipped in the air, did a 1.5 gainer, turned sideways, and
almost
hit the tree.
Almost killed it. Almost landed it.
Almost landed it.
And then the tree got in the way.
Yeah. Chinese carbon bike meet
the human drama of athletic competition.
No, well, I don't know. Yeah, it's something probably like something.
That. I don't know.
These are ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Because I've seen a video of a dude with a ball peen hammer hitting a carbon frame.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't break.
Well, yeah, not anymore. They used to break all the time. Well, yeah, still break.
Depending on placement.
Well, I'm not going to get into a huge speech on this thing, but the problem with carbon fiber is it doesn't fail gradually. It just catastrophically goes kablamo. So it'll hold you and hold on right up until the point when it says absolutely not anymore. And then it goes in a big way bad. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, steel bends and flexes and gives you a whole bunch of warning before it's ready to break.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. So.
Well, and this is what I thought is like, man, the dude who bought that bike, that is not a warrantyable repair.
No, neither is it when Spinner goes off a log pile on another steel bike and breaks the thing.
So he is out. I mean, so when you lay down that $3,500 to $5,000 that should be going in your kid's college account thinking, oh, well, I'll only need one of these bikes. No, I don't think that's true. I think that you're going to have to spend $3,500 every however many years these things last.
Yeah, I won't have to, but other people
will. Something to think about.
Right on.
But probably your bike
the
is
more you know.
Come.
The more you know.
Think about that. Your kids, don't put them in debt. Or maybe Bernie will get elected and college will be free.
Yeah,
I'm going back to college.
Right on.
I'm going to be a lawyer so I can argue.
I want to argue with someone.
All right. Definition of a lawyer, professional bully. That's pretty much what they learn to do.
So good
at it. Right? That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, just in the verbal.
Yeah, it's more of an educated bully.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Yeah. We're still on this thing about last week's thing. I changed my answers so many times last week, I'm not even going to. I'm just sticking with my last one.
Yeah.
Second set of wheels in 27 plus.
It's a whole new bike for just a whole set new of bike wheels.
For a free set. Well, not a free set of wheels. Not for you guys.
Freedom!
And actually, I got some rims to test, but it cost me a bunch of money to build them into wheels.
I know.
So whatever.
But
we spend our own money on this stuff, folks. We're not all just gear whores.
We like bikes. I bought some socks.
I buy stuff because I want to.
I bought some really, really cool looking socks.
Okay.
We're talking about buying gear. Do they say something clever?
Socks no, aren't gear. Socks are wear.
I know. I like.
Yeah, wear. That's wear, not gear.
Underwear. That's our new apparel.
Natalie Mendez.
Mendez.
Natalia. See, Natalia. I said Natalie again. She's going to shoot me.
You're going to get a terse email.
Yes.
She got engaged, in fact. Her and Beef were out in the... that's right. Her fiance's name is Mr. Hansen and/or Beef. So...
Good on you, Natalia.
Sorry, but the show hasn't.
I see. There's that lady again. I'm sorry.
Otherwise, hang up.
Okay, lady.
So I asked Natalia if I could do a review of the socks, and I wore some. I wore them today, so I'm starting to work on that. I took some pictures.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. In fact, you know, we should probably put this in the show notes: pictures of my socks from today's ride.
Make sure you share those with
that's
me.
Fascinating.
Hey, you know what is fascinating? Our buddy Scott Chapes, from Chapin, South Carolina, left us a voicemail over the past weekend, and he weighed in. With how he would upgrade his fat bike.
Oh, cool.
We'll take a little listen to that right now.
You're talking to Scott from Chapin, South Carolina. And if I had one, and you say one, major upgrade that I could do to my current fat bike, it would definitely, without a doubt, be carbon fiber wheels. You lighten the bike. Your rotational mass is what really makes the difference. And I think some carbon wheels with no tubes, get them tubes out of there and get it tubeless. I think that would be the best major upgrade you could do. If you want to add one more thing to that, we need to widen those handlebars and shorten that stem. Bring that geometry in where we can really take advantage of it. That's my answer. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you on the radio. Thank you.
Hey, that was Scott in a pre-recorded voicemail.
That means, you know, you guys can call in anytime.
True.
And leave a message. 818-918-2453.
Maybe we'll give a prize next week. Drunkest voicemail someone leaves us. But don't, like...
Dave Lunds is not at yeah. all Dave eligible Lunds for this show.
Not eligible. Anybody but Dave, though. Well, you know, we got... What do we got? Oh. Emergency alert.
Emergency TV service.
So, Sven, you've got a report about... something down
well,
in Arizona.
Well, yeah, we kind of Jolly called in, so we don't really have to go really have too much report, over his report. But he did have you know, a bunch of stuff that's going on down there. The barn burner got canceled because it was muddy, and they're in the monsoon season. Is basically the gist of his report here. That 2 weeks ago they were in the dry season, and suddenly monsoon, and bam, things are kind of muddy and whatnot.
That means flowers in the desert.
Flowers in the desert. Hopefully that that Tucson event goes well down that way.
We talked about Gnome Fest and the Blockhouse Roll. That's where Gomez will be doing two shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
In his hammock.
In my hammock. And you can come. You can shake my paw. You can slap my ass. And I don't know what else. Maybe buy me a soda.
We do have a few links this week. Some of these are a little bit odd, but... check out the links. I don't know if you guys had any favorites in there, but there's some interesting stuff. Well, one of the things I find interesting, and there's this one fat bike Hannebrink electric motor thing, mm-hmm. which reminded me that Hannebrink was one of the first actual kind of fat bike things.
Right.
So I went to see what they're up to. So I have a link in there to their latest, bestest $9,000 electric full suspension, you know, with those 20 giant inch or tires. Whatever they yeah. are, but 8-inch wide tires.
Kind of like golf cart tires.
Yeah, pretty much, or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, I had no idea they were still around, because that was 25 years right. ago when they first came out with the thing you could ride on the sand.
I know, it's more like a museum piece, I would think, than an active bike, but who knew?
But apparently the company, it's called Fortune Hannebrink is the name of the website. Wow. So apparently you made a bunch of money selling these things.
Maybe. Our buddy Olaf has a new photo project.
Olaf has a photo project.
That involves gnomes.
Travis sent us, actually Travis's wife sent us this idea for tubeless fat bike tire pressure formulas.
Oh, really?
Because Stan's has a formula for how much tire pressure you should be running. Mm-hmm. This is now applied to fat bike tires.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me something I didn't already know.
Criminy.
They're just making sure that it's a starting point for your fat bike pressure in your tubeless tires.
Killer.
Criminy.
Yeah, I like to get more data on plus bike links and pressures. Oh, hey, that brings us right to the plus bike links. I am just sharp as a
marble.
Sharp thing.
Sharp as a bowling ball.
And we have no plus bike links to talk about, but there will be ones in the show notes. You kids really should have learned to read, because the show notes of this show nearly as fascinating as the talkie parts.
Nearly. Or you just go, and the plus bike links
are.
And that's it.
He's pantomiming. He's in a windstorm.
Silence. I'm pantomiming silence.
Yeah. It's not a video program there, sir.
I know.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Check him out at surlybikes.com.
Hey, be sure to stop by the Fat Bike Gift Shop on our Facebook page right next to the VIP Lounge. Buy something for the kids. We have patches, buttons. We have things in the works.
And stuff.
Like rad t-shirts and stuff. This is
a call out for next week's calling question, which would be, do you ride with music? And if so, earbuds, Bluetooth, Gizmotron, and we'll probably ask what your favorite song is on your ride. You have to call in next week, Wednesday from 8 to 9, Central Standard,
818-918-2453. That's 818-918-BIKE.
There you have it. And we'll discuss.
Yeah.
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 Bye.
Bye. Adios, amigos.
That's what she said.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.